Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ella and Nicole with your 9am Zedlines.
The Queensland government is still trying to recover unpaid hotel quarantine fees from the pandemic. According to the ABC, around $255 million was issued to interstate travellers requiring mandatory isolation during the pandemic. Since then, $172.1 million has been paid back, with $31.1 million in fees remaining unpaid. A Queensland Health spokesperson says they have finalised almost 90% of their outstanding invoices.
In national news, researchers at the University of Queensland have found that Indigenous children and young adults are dying from rheumatic heart disease due to inaccessible and culturally unsafe healthcare. Rheumatic heart disease, or RHD, is a preventable heart disease and is linked to a bacteria called Streptococcus A. If the infection is untreated, it can lead to ARF, acute rheumatic fever, which can then cause RHD, which can be fatal. Australia has one of the highest incidences of ARF and RHD in the world. The disease disproportionately affects Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander communities. Senior Research Assistant Yuming Kai says that preventing RHD meant addressing why people felt unsafe going to clinics and hospitals, as well as focusing on Indigenous-led and community-based prevention programs.
In international news, French President Emmanuel Macron has said peace must not mean a surrender for Ukraine during a press conference held at the White House with President Donald Trump. Trump has stated Europe should be contributing financially to securing peace, not just the United States. Macron emphasised that Europe has not steered away from its role in supporting Ukraine. Both leaders say they had productive discussions in regards to this conflict, ending the press conference embracing and shaking hands.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It is currently 27 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 11, which is in the extreme band.
That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4ZZZ.org.au/news.